Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
The Sunny Show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rage.
Mark Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
This is Danny Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Miss your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Obviously, it was... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to explain it, but...
No, explain radio to Ashley.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Would you mind taking Colin for a walk about 8?
Huh? That's 2,000 hours. Oh, yeah.
Now here's your host. That's Ashley, and this is...
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
And good evening, everyone. Hope you're all okay whenever and wherever it is you're listening to this. This is Antisocial Game Radio, live on morelikeradio.com, the greatest internet radio station in the world. And I will definitely fight anyone who disagrees with me. I'm in a happy mood, yes, because I've been drinking. I've literally just opened the beer. I blame Kevin from Alcohol by Volume, which is coming up just after I finish. Yes, the live event has been announced. It's been announced for a little while, but just getting around to, you know, passing the word around to everyone. I will be going, yes, so literally none of you lots have no excuse. If I can travel 4,000 miles to get to this thing, then none of you fuckers have got any excuse. It's going to happen in August on the 9th at Just Jake's in Montclair. It's 30 Park Street in New Jersey. Going to be from 1 till 4, but it might go later. And basically, it's the Otto Peterson tributes, because sadly, he died a little while ago. And he was going to be the headliner for the show, which I'm so pissed that he died, obviously. But, you know, I know it was a bunch of his friends and a bunch of MLR people are going to be there. We're going to have fun and a drink and a laugh. And it's going to be a really, really good event. And literally all of you people should come to it. Otherwise, you're all dead to me. But yeah, no, I say, because like, Punchy, you know, Mike Falcone's going to do some stand-up. Conti and Kenny going to be there. Dave Saitsik and Dan DiMarino from Cousin Joe, they're all going to be there. There's going to be some sort of 50-50 raffle. I'm not too sure what that is. Auctions. I don't know, maybe we can donate Hammy's talent. And there's a cover band featuring the students from Bergen County College. And it, literally, I say it's free admission, but literally we do want your donations. I'm going to bring a sack load of money with me. Because the travel's not costing me anything. Thank you, Dad and Sam, for the birthday present. But yeah, I say, bring some donations. We're going to do a big collection. We want to try and get as much money as we can. And it's going to be a really good event. I mean, last year's was amazing. I mean, that was like one of the greatest weekends I've ever had. Probably ties up with my Boston trip on my birthday and probably this past a couple of weekends ago with the Pokemon Nationals. But yeah, so last year was really good. We got a load of people to show up. We packed the place out. It was a great event. I mean, I think I had about, 8 hours sleep over, 3 days. It was literally just non-stop partying and just, being radio rock stars like all of us on More Like Radio are. But yeah, it's going to be a great event. And literally, come along, if I can fucking say it. This drink's really kicking in already. I blame Kevin. But yeah, so come along. It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to seeing all my friends again. And I want to see people I haven't seen before. I've just seen, the event page that's gone up. So basically, I've shared it on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/antisocialgamerradio. That's the old Facebook page. Make sure you like it. Up to 171. Thanks to Real Pug Girl for her help. Don't know what I'd do without her. But yes, it's on there. I've shared it with there. It's in the Facebook group as well, which is facebook.com/groups/MLRGamerLobby. So get yourself in there. If you like the Facebook page, I know there's thousands of you listening, you lazy sods. You're all right to send. You can send me emails. You all do it all the time, but you never get involved with the old Facebook group and the on the Facebook page. So give me your likes. Join in the group. I'm sort of reorganizing how the group works and the page works, but I'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, come to the event. It's going to be a lot of fun. I am looking forward to seeing everyone again. And people I haven't seen, John Sanzari is coming from, Hippojuice. I haven't seen him before, but I'm glad to see him. Hopefully Dutch will come this year and his brother will let him come away from work. But yes, hopefully everyone will be there who should be there. And certain people like Scatterbrain hopefully won't turn up. Hopefully not. But yeah, so get down here, donate. It's going to be a great night. Great afternoon, rather. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see everyone. It's going to be really, really good. And I'm going to be talking about this in the next few weeks. I mean, we've got 10 weeks to go. I've still got to get myself a hotel sorted. So if there's any lonely, sexy, desperate women out there with a nice warm bed, let me know, and I'll stay in it for a few weeks. For a few days, because I'm out there for a whole week. But yeah, so I can't wait to get back to the States. I sort of miss it. I'm sort of stuck on this shithole island for most of my life. But yeah, I say, get yourself down there. I am really looking forward to seeing everyone, and it's going to be a great time. Other stuff, I'll say with my friends at Pokemania, who I hung out with at the Nationals. They're good friends of mine. Their show Pokemania normally is on Thursdays, but they've swapped to Wednesdays now, so it's going to be Wednesdays. 8 o'clock. Just go studyvoxfm.com. Also, you can follow them on Twitter at Pokemania Live. Tell them I sent you. They'll be more than happy. It's a great show. If you like Pokemon like I do, it's a really good show. They're a great bunch of people. They're friends of mine. Just go and give them a watch. If you like Pokemon, have a listen. It's really good. It's a really good show. Very entertaining. Tell them I sent you. But yeah, just something. What else is there? No, I think that's it. I think that's all of my announcements and events. But yeah, so I've given you the old Facebook group and I gave you the Facebook page. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at MLR Gamer Radio. And also, as you a load of you do, do send me emails to antisocialgameradio@yahoo.co.uk. I do appreciate them. I do like reading them. It's good to, you know, get in contact. But, you know, I would like to see more of you in the old Facebook group and more people liking the Facebook page. I mean, you know, up to 171, which I love, which is great. Just, you know, all of you downloading, listening, get, you know, give it a like, show that you give your shit. Also, go on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, I think it's on, look on morelikeradio on iTunes, find our feed, leave us a review, preferably 5 stars, because that would be great and helpful. I'd say any positive feedback you can give us, any sharing stuff, you know, it helps us, helps the station, gets us more listeners, more downloads, and, you know, makes us more enthusiastic to try and entertain you people. But yeah, I'll go into what I've been playing this week, because I'm starting to feel the old alcohol buzz. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Watch Dogs. I mean, I know I've listened to 360 on 420, and JJ's not too happy with the game, but I sort of think he's missing a trick with it, to be honest. But I mean, I watched a great video by from Eligible... I always fuck up saying her name. Eligible Monster. You know, that's Infected Crow and Zodical Candy. Great people. Been on the show. They did a video about sort of how Watch Dogs connect with Assassin's Creed, and it actually makes me really more into playing more Watch Dogs rather. It's very, very. I'm playing this, and I'm sort of, you know, going through it. I'm trying to do everything. I mean, I haven't touched the story, because I'm sort of leaving that. I want to literally do all the collectible stuff first. So basically, I've been around the... Because there's certain things that I've done in it, which I will tell you about now. There's like CTOS hubs, which basically let you hack into other people's data and that sort of stuff, like cameras and bits and pieces. I've done all the main hubs, and I've done all the branch towers. There's like, four or five hubs, and there's like 13 or 14 towers. So I've done that. That's all done, so I don't have to worry about doing that anymore. I have been doing a lot of JJ talked about it. It's like Foursquare. There's like the, you just go to this location and then you just sign in and it says yes, you've been to this place. So basically, I'm trying to do all the collectible stuff first, get all the QR codes. I've done one of them. It was tricky because it was weird. I didn't realize what it would be like, because basically it's QR code as we know the QR codes. But this one I did do, it was split up into three sections on a building, and basically it was sort of like three separate parts, and you had to sort of move so that it would form one whole piece. And there's supposed to be like a CCTV camera quite near it, and basically you sort of line up with it, you scan it, and you get some piece of audio. And there's a whole bunch of them, and it basically just, I think it's like 15, and it's basically just, you know, gives you bits of audio into secret stuff. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying, you know, I'm going doing all sort of the Foursquare location, hotspot bits, the QR codes, which I'm working on next. I've done a lot of the gang hideouts. I love doing the gang hideouts. They're so much fun. It's basically, as it sounds, it's a hideout for a gang. There is no names and tags or whatever. It's literally, you just go to this certain area. There's six to a dozen people there. And there's like one or two, maybe three people that you need to take down. And literally, it's not take down as in shoot. It's you have to sort of knock them down to the ground. So basically, it sends a message. So you're sort of Batman in it. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It really, really is. It really is. I can't say how much. I mean, I do think, you know, JJ, you know, great bloke, JJ. But I do think he's missing the trick on the whole point of Watch Dogs. I mean, I don't take it too seriously. But I mean, it's an open world game. I mean, most of these ones are supposed to have fun with. I mean, as I say, I do like it because it does feel part Saints Row, and it also feels part Grand Theft Auto. Not the seriousness that we have been getting with Grand Theft Auto, but it's sort of down that path, and it has a lot of the collectible stuff that Grand Theft Auto is famous for. But it does sort of feel and slightly look like one of the earlier Saints Row. Not graphically look, but how polished it looks. It looks very nice, and it's great, and I'm enjoying it. I mean, tons of fun just exploring Chicago, getting all the bits and pieces. I mean, I actually did a couple of story stuff, haven't gone too much into it. I'm sort of like, well, let me just mess around with these bits and pieces. I mean, I think there's certain parts that when you go through the story, because I've knocked out all the, I think, the base level bits you can unlock, because I've been getting these. I don't know what the hell they are. They're like when you level up, you get ability points. It's like they like those. And basically, I've been getting a load of them, and I've got them all stored up, and I can't really use them or spend them because, I have to unlock the higher tiers. But once I've done that, it will literally be just sort of, just click, 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 unlock that, unlock that. But I say I have been doing all the bits and pieces in the game to help me, open up everything, unlock everything, make it so I can see what's going on with, when I do get to the harder parts in the game, I won't have to be sort of searching around trying to get, that little bit of XP just so I can upgrade, get another ability point to upgrade my whatever. But I'll already have it because I will have that level. I mean, the maximum level I think I've seen is 50 for what the character can do, but I don't know what mine is yet. I haven't checked. I mean, that's the thing. It's weird. It's trying to play this, navigate some of the menus and stuff is a bit tricky. It's weird with the controller, with the PlayStation 4 controller, which is what I'm using. That big, I talked about last week, the big touchpad. I did actually mess around with that. It's very sensitive, but it's basically just one big button and the touch stuff on top. But it's like, because there's like an options button and there's like a share button. And it's like trying to call up the menu so I can sort of restart because I sort of fucked up the one of the gang hunt missions. So basically trying to press that and I end up pressing the wrong button because they're so small and it's a bit fiddly. It's one of those things. It's nice that the touchpad is there. But I'm gonna say this now. I reckon we're going to get another PlayStation controller which takes out the touchpad because, like I've said with the Xbox and the Kinect, no one's making games for the Kinect, which is basically why Microsoft took it out, whether they choose to admit it or not. And with the touchpad stuff, I try to use the touchpad when it comes to entering details and stuff. It sort of slid over the letters and helped you do, but it was trying to trick it and fiddly. I know we're early stages and the game, the console's only been out since October, November time. I just can't see anyone bothering to use the touchpad. I mean, the PlayStation Vita's got a touchpad. I don't really think there's any people use it apart from the Uncharted game that came out on it. I don't even know any fucking games that were on the Vita. I know the PlayStation Portable has been killed. I mean, I think I've got a story about that for you later. I'm having so much fun with it. And, the drive-in, I'm getting used to the drive-in because I said last week I wasn't too sure how it was going to play and how it was going to work. I am enjoying the driving. Actually, I prefer the bike, to be honest. It's weird. I'm sort of having Batman. Dark Knight flashbacks or Arrow flashbacks. It's like it looks very cool when Aiden's riding on a bike because his coat it sort of flaps about a bit, and it does look very cool when he's riding around on a bike. And I prefer it to a car because it's a lot more simple. The bits in the Dark Knight where Batman's chasing the truck with the Joker in it, and then the Batmobile the tumbler blows up and he uses the Batpod, he's going through the shopping center, that sort of stuff. It's like that. There's a bit because you can open doors and stuff, so basically I'm sort of racing down the street. I press the hack button, the door opens up, and then I press the button again and the door opens up again, and it's just a really cool moment. It's very fun. I am having a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. I think watching that video by Eligible Monster, which I will chuck in the Facebook group later, has given me a lot of confidence in how I think and how I feel about this game. They talk about, Infected talks about that the Ubisoft games probably a part of one big universe, like how everything's going on, not at the same time, but the same, it's the same universe. And because basically he points out that, there's a bit where there's like some, when you're on the menu screens and you choose this icon, and it is the Assassin's Creed, icon. It's like that, but flipped over, which to be honest is kind of obvious, but I noticed that a while ago. But no, it's just sort of nice to think that it's all interconnected and together, and it's all part of what we are getting, to be honest. And it's a great game, and I'm having tons and tons of fun with it. It's just, I say, it is a really fun game, and you know, lots of fun is to be had with it. I still haven't finished. I mean, I still haven't done the story. I've still got a load of the collectibles to find, and I've got some of the VR, the trips to do, which I think JJ talked about. And you know, I'm just sort of looking forward to getting into it and involving myself more with what's going on. I mean, there's other stuff as well, which I don't know. I mean, there's bits I like and there's bits I don't. I mean, I think I see from the posts I've been seeing on the internet recently, of like when you call up your profiler and then basically you can scan people and it shows their names, and everyone seems to be like looking out for, like, I mean, because they found like Bruce Wayne, and as infected in the video, which, you know, all of you go and have a watch. Yeah, it talks about the fact that there's one of the guys from the bad guy, the Templars in Assassin's Creed, Abstergo, there we go. Infected would kill me if I fucked that up. But yeah, I, probably would, actually. But yeah, one of the guys from Abstergo is in it, and there's loads of other people from Abstergo in it. But yeah, I mean, I'm not too fussed about looking at people's names. I'm sort of like, yep, I call up the profiler, I hack, I take a load of money. I'm sitting on about $200,000 at the moment, so I'm doing pretty well. And Charles, I haven't had the need to buy any weapons, because I've got like the silenced pistol, which I'm using, and I love, because it's so easy. You know, it's literally, because the AI for the people, like the actual civilians in the streets and the city, it seems to be better than the actual AI for the for the actual, you know, enemies. Because I mean, I could go into a gang hideout, and there could be a dozen guys all sort of closely put together, but. And then I can sort of literally, I mean, because I'm really good at headshotting these people. It's very sickening how naturally good I am at doing that. I'm literally sort of, you know, popping people one at a time, taking them all out. And then these groups, I'll like, you know, take out a couple quite quickly. But they are aware that, you know, someone's killing them. But they're not overly, okay, where did that bullet come from? Let's go in that direction. Some of the times they are, and it's usually good, because then I can sort of take out one, then another, and then, you know. It doesn't seem to be overly, I don't know, thought out and tactical. But I mean, just as I think, it's an open world game. You're not going to get. I mean, when it was developed, I don't think they put too much. I mean, yes, I know they work very, very hard with this game, because it shows. It's a really good game, and I like it a lot. But it's like the way the focus goes with open world games. There is no real main focus on everything. The focus has to be on everything. It's not like a story game where you can have a lot of focus in the story. It fits together perfectly, and it's a really good. I'm just excuse me, and it just sort of works how it does. And you know, JJ's not too happy with it, but it's a good game. He hasn't said it's not a good game. I mean, he said, you know, I know he said it's, you know, it's not $60 purchase. You know. Probably not to him, but I mean, I'm glad that I paid what I paid for it. I mean, because I think he got it on his Xbox One, and I got it on the PlayStation 4. But it's a good game, and to be honest, I mean, there's not much out there at the moment looking at stuff to play. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces that I want to download and there's games I want to play. I mean, I was looking at on Amazon today, and I'm like, yeah, I want to get MLB The Show 2014, if that's the newest one, whatever. It looks pretty good, and I love me baseball. So I'll probably be picking that up. I mean, I want to get the new FIFA. We got a screenshot for the new NHL. That looks amazing. We got the Mortal Kombat 10 trailer, which I will talk about later, but that looks really good. But yeah, I say that's pretty much what I've been playing on that for that thing. But I mean, I have done my Pokemon as well, as usual, as you will know. Still trying to sort of work on getting one of everything up to 100. Up to 5 IVs. I'm doing pretty well. I mean, I think I'm getting close. I think I'm at least halfway there, because it does take a bit of time. Because I've sort of been mostly playing Watch Dogs today, which is great, because it's, you know, I have been spending a lot of time playing Pokemon. But yeah, I think I'm sort of halfway there. I sort of bred a couple of Pokemon the other day, and I'm sort of working on two today, and I've got a whole list of stuff that I want to do. And most of my Pokemon stuff I can do at work or on the way to work, because that's when I have that time. But yeah, I'd say pretty much it, to be honest. I mean, there's games I want to play, but gee, with the live event coming up, I mean, you know, my dad and my sister, they paid for the flights, which I'm very grateful for. So basically all I've got to do is pay for the hotel, which... waiting to find out where we're going to stay, but that's all in-house stuff. But yeah, so I can't wait for the live event. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah, so also, when you do come to live event, bring your bloody cameras. I want as many pictures as possible. You know, come and take pictures. We want to see pictures. We want to make this massive. And, you know, if you've already been invited and you're listening to this and you're on the old... you've been invited on the events page, share it with other people in the city. I mean, because it's all in New Jersey, New York, around the area. And I'd say, I am traveling 4,000 miles. I'm just smashing my iPod on my sofa now. 4,000 miles to come to this thing. The least you lot is can do the same thing. You know, it's not hard. Book yourself in a hotel for a night. Come down. It's going to be a great afternoon. You know, a lot of drinking, comedy. And you're going to have a laugh with all of us. It's going to be really good. And, you know, it's a tribute for a really, really great man who I didn't know, but I felt very, very sad when he did die. And it is, you know, I know I'm going to have to give Conti a hug when I see him, whether he wants it or not. But, yeah, I say it's going to be really good. But I know I said earlier I'll talk about the Facebook page and the group. And what I'm going to do is try and make it easier for people to see stuff. And sort of how other people do this. Because, I mean, when I first started this, I wasn't too sure how it was all going to run. But what I've decided to do is put more article stuff in the actual group and any trailers that I get on the Twitter page and on the Facebook page. So that way, you know, you'll see it as a trailer. You know, stuff like that. It's just to make it easy for you, so you don't have to go scrolling through all the pages trying to find stuff, because there is a lot of articles that do go up in the old Facebook group. And, you know, sort of leave a question stuff. Because I'm doing things sort of like a sort of community question thing. It's like what we do with the topics anyway, but something similar. It's something smaller than a whole big topic, just a simple community question sort of thing, really. But no. But I'll go into. I've sort of blathered on enough now for. Oh, one sec. Yeah, I sort of blathered on enough about what I've been playing and the live event, which is going to be good. One sec. Oh, lovely beer. Thank you. But yeah, E3, next week. This next half hour will I talk about E3, and we've got next week as well. And the week after, because E3 is next week. And then the week after, I will be talking nonstop. And, you know, I can't wait. I'm half and half, right? I'm looking forward to the live event. I can't get it off my fucking brain. I'm looking forward to E3, and I'm sort of not. Because we're getting a whole bunch of, you know, it's literally, I mean, it's like a week away, and we're already getting reveals now, and it's weird. Some stuff we're being told about, some stuff we're not. Things are getting delayed. I mean, like Batman's been delayed, and I'll talk about that later in the news. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing new stuff. I want to see new stuff, and I want to see stuff that I give a shit about, that I want to play. And, you know, I asked this in the group, and JJ responded, because he is awesome. He says he wants to see... what do you call it? Yeah. He says... because basically what he asked is, E3 is only a few weeks ago... A few weeks away, and I want to know... your predictions for it, what would you like to see shown at it? JJ goes about Valve using the number 3 properly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not the biggest Half-Life fan. I've played them. They're good games. I'm just sort of not as into it as everyone else, because basically, you know, JJ's saying he doesn't want to see Half-Life 2 Part 3. He wants to see Half-Life 3. And to be honest, so do I. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan. I might pick it up. I don't know. I'm sort of not that fussed, really, with it. But, I mean, you know, if it's worth picking up, then I'll pick it up. But, you know, we need to... literally, I mean, Valve's been pulling their heels. They're so busy with the Steam and stuff, which is nice, which is great. But it's like, yeah, you make games. Make a fucking game that we all want to play, you know. And more Evolve, he says as well. Evolve. I'm looking forward to this game, but I'm very not letting any information about it into my head. I'm letting the game hit me on how good it is going to be when I get around to playing it and I see some stuff. And you know, I think it's in a couple of months, so I'm not going to build up my hype too high because I've done it before and been, you know, literally shot down with it. It was, you know, stuff like Bioshock Infinite. Also, Fortnite is talking about. I think I know what that is. I think it's the one I couldn't remember what it was other weeks ago. He wants to see Xbox unfuck themselves. I mean, I was looking at some sort of article today. I think I've got into the news article about how, I think it was off Kotaku, I think, about how Xbox has not, how much of the things they said they'd stay to, and, you know, they said last year we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and we're going to do this, and how much they've stuck to, and basically none of it's been stuck to be honest. There he goes, yeah. PlayStation 4 to show me a reason to trade all my Xbox stuff in. Well, that's the thing, see, I mean, he's sort of side note what JJ's talking about there. I mean, I'm looking forward to, not really having my Xbox or PlayStation. I mean, I'm sort of swapping between my PlayStation 3 and my PlayStation 4 because I have Metal Gear Solid on my PlayStation 3 and YouTube is on the PlayStation 3, whereas we don't have a YouTube app just yet. So, I mean, that's one of my things for E3 that, you know, I've got a whole list of stuff I want to see. I want to see more, what do you call it? What the hell is it? I want to see a YouTube app on PlayStation 4 because it would be great. I mean, so I wouldn't have to keep swapping and I could just sort of, you know, watch whatever. I mean, there's stuff on my PlayStation 4. There's like Twitch and stuff, which I haven't tapped into yet, which I should. I should try and create myself an account and do something with it. But yeah, it's, you know, reason to get a PlayStation 4, JJ's talked about. I mean, hopefully we're going to see something from Uncharted. I mean, there's so much weird shit going on with that at the moment. I mean, I'm really looking forward to sort of seeing what's going to be, you know, how much they're going to talk about, if they're going to show a trailer. You know, I don't know. But I mean, yeah, JJ needs a reason to get a PlayStation 4 and get rid of his Xbox stuff. But yeah, I was just thinking, I mean, there are games that I want on my PlayStation 4. I mean, you know, MLB and all the sports games. If I do feel like getting a Call of Duty this year, I don't know. I mean, Assassin's Creed. I mean, I know I'm going to get the Batman game when that comes out next year. But yeah, he needs. I mean, I was sold with Watch Dogs. I'm like, well, I need to get a console for the show, as JJ did with his Xbox. And I need some games on it. I mean, there's bits and pieces I want to pick up, but stuff's really expensive for. I mean, money's not a problem for me, to be honest. It's just I'm just trying to get the old live event out of the way. That way I know I've got money I can spend on bits and pieces. Because I want to get myself some games for my 3DS as well. I mean, my Pikachu 3DS is falling apart. Part of the hinge broke off the other day. So that's sort of on its way out slightly. But yeah, what else we got? Yeah, he'd love a good surprise that makes him shit his pants with anticipation. I don't care from who or what, just something for these next gen consoles. Exactly, that is my thing. That is one of the biggest things I'll go into my list. But yeah, I mean, JJ, what JJ is saying is true. I mean, I want to see something that blows me away. I want to see something that I'm like, yep, day one purchase. I want to get that. I must have that game. It looks amazing. It looks awesome. I need to play it. And I mean, I'm hoping for Fallout 4. As one of the things I'm hoping for is Fallout 4. I mean, I know me, Jack from Talk Radio Meltdown, and Big Red, and Mike, and Kate, you know, all us lot. We are going to want to play Fallout 4. And if it's set in Boston, that is great, because I love Boston. It's a great city compared to what the people who actually live there think. But yeah, I want to play some more Fallout. I really do. I mean, I love the Elder Scrolls. You know, Skyrim was sweet. But I'm like, yeah, I want some... Can I have some yeah, can I have some juicy Fallout, please? Because I want to, you know, I want to be in a wasteland and shoot a bunch of shit, and especially because I was saying what JJ was talking about. You know, he wants to think something that blows him away. It's like, yeah, we have these consoles; they're very powerful. And now, from the trailer, which all of you lot, you know, pause the show now, go and watch the Mortal Kombat trailer. It'll be in the Facebook group when you, you know, whatever. The graphics that we're getting from that, we should be getting with pretty much every game on the console. We need the better graphics. We need, you know, I mean, I've seen like several posts this week about are games better with better graphics, or, you know, just trying to say that you can't have a good game without better graphics. But it's a seesaw. You know, you can have good games with bad graphics, or bad games with good graphics. I mean, I was watching a video earlier before I started doing the show about some footage of Final Fantasy VII, and I was like, well, the graphics aren't the greatest thing in the world, but it's the story and the characters which make it a really good game, and it's one I love. It's one of my favorite games ever. And, you know, stuff like Metal Gear Solid. I mean, compared to how it looks now, back then it looked okay. But yeah, really good game. Terrible graphics. Well, sort of. Excuse me. But no, I mean, Fallout. I would love to see some Fallout. It would make me very happy. Other thing, I think I said this last year, but I want to see Shenmue 3. I mean, there's rumors about it might be coming back. That would be the big surprise for me. It's like, yep. Good. Make it the final one. You know, because I think it was supposed to be a trilogy anyway. So I'm like, yeah, Shenmue 3, finish off the story, end it, get it done. You know, we've seen it and it's here. We know it's going to come out. Everyone can stop moaning. And you know, it's one of those games that we do want to see. I mean, trying to see, you know, it cost like $50 million to make when it was, you know, 17 years ago, the first one. Second one was great. Not as good as the first one, though, but it was good. I just want to see that level of role-play game, to be honest. I mean, we haven't really seen anything that in-depth. I mean, not Metal Gear Solid, so I think Mass Effect, there we go. That comes quite close to the whole character, open world-ish, exploration, do stuff. You know, it comes very close, you know, but... You know, Shenmue was really good, and you know, it still holds up. The graphics are pretty good, and it really does a good job. What else my list here? Let's have a look. Okay, Shenmue, yeah, Destiny. Destiny is one of the most important games to me that's coming out this year, because Batman's coming out next year. But I want to see stuff on Destiny. We got a 10-minute walkthrough trailer. Gameplay footage, which was really good. You know. Go on YouTube, watch it. It's really, really good. But I'm like, okay, I want to see more stuff. I want to see more in depth. It's one of the things I want, you know, because I said with what game was I talking about? Literally a few seconds ago. Evolve. Yes, there we go. Evolve. It's like with Evolve, I'm not that fussed about learning all the bits and pieces about it, like what the characters do and guns and the story and what your enemy, you know, because it's basically like Left 4 Dead but with aliens and shit. But with Destiny, I'm like, yeah, I want stats, I want as much information, I want to know about the character builds, the setup stats, the places you can go to, what other bits and pieces. I mean, because I want to pre-order this, I need to do it through game so I can get that better bike. I want more. I want Destiny. I want stuff. You know, I just want to sort of bleed Destiny stuff. You know, I just want so much information on this game because it looks really good. And just, I think, as I said many a time, you know, it's by Bungie, and I'm not a Halo fan, even though I've played quite a few of the games and finished them. I want this to be my Halo. I want to read the books about this. I want to know, you know, I want to fill myself up with the lore. You know, I want to sort of know everything I can get to know about Destiny from E3. Because it only comes out, literally, I think it's October it comes out. So 4 months from now. And I'm like, well, yep, this game is going to tide me over. It's going to be what I want to play on my PlayStation 4. It's the thing. It's my, you know... This is going to be hopefully the game of my E3. But yeah, I say I want to know more. You know, what other stuff do we do? I want to know about the guns and, you know, just stuff. I mean, go back a few years before we got Skyrim, and there was, you know, Todd Howard sat down with some brunette bimbo thing for, what the hell was it? G4, I think it was. Yeah, and basically he sat down and just did a little walkthrough video, and it's like showed like the items and stuff, and he showed off the going through, I think it was Riverwood, or Whiterun, I think it was. Well, one of the cities, the main little towns and cities in it. And it was like, yep, this looks amazing. And yeah, it just, you know, I want that sort of thing. I mean, because that's what pain. I mean, just, I have no love for these, you know, IGN stuff like that. But I mean, that sort of involvement with the community through that, you know, from gaming sites, you know, sit down with the developers, have a walk, have a talk, show some walkthrough footage, show us what you've done, you know, do something like that with Destiny. That's what I really want to see. Pokemon, you know, we got Ruby and Sapphire remakes coming out up November. I mean, I think it was Tokyo Game Show's in September, but I wouldn't mind. I mean, we had like one little trailer, and it just basically showed Groudon, Kyogre coming out of the water, which just wasn't much. But show me some gameplay footage. Show me some cities. I mean, because I'm not that fussed about this. I'm gonna pick one of them. I'm gonna pick both of them up eventually. Especially if we need them to get like Red Quasar or something like that. But I want to know a bit more about it. What's going on with the story? So I'm not too fussed about the Pokemon that I can get in it, because basically I'm breeding them now, so it's not much of a worry. But show me some stuff from that to, you know, tide me over for a few months. You know, because if I do go to Eurogamer, which I'm not too sure if I'll bother going this year. Considering that much of us, when that does happen, most of the games that I do want to play will be out already, so it's not much of a bother, to be honest. But yeah, I want something to, you know, wet the whistle, basically, with Pokemon. Other stuff, Metal Gear Solid. Now, we've had Metal Gear Solid. What the hell's the game called? Shit. The. Not Peace Walker. Crap. The recent one we got. Hang on one sec. But yeah, I mean, I want to see the new Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain. Ground Zeroes, there we go. Yeah, I mean, we've had, you know, Ground Zeroes is out. It was good, I've been told. I haven't played it. I mean, I know how it ends and what goes on, so I'm like, okay, there's no point in me really bothering. But I would like... I mean, if I can find it, I might pick it up. If I can find it really cheap, I don't know, 15 quid or something like that, maybe even a tenner, I'll pick it up and I'll buy it. But to be honest, I'm not really that bothered about playing it, because it's... Unless, I mean, if it does... I mean, they were saying it's supposed to come with... I think someone said this. It was supposed to come with Phantom Pain. And like, if it does come out with Phantom Pain, then I don't have to worry. I'll just buy the whole thing altogether. It's better... I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, I'll tangent slightly now for a second, but it is kind of weird to think about what they did with Metal Gear Solid with the old, you know, break up the game into sort of not. I mean, cause I'm going to say this is my own view, not anyone else's. I'm going to say this sort of they had the main one game altogether, and it's like, well, this isn't going to be ready for when they want it to be ready. So basically, what we'll do is just split it up. And it sort of feels like, anyone, you know, you all remember Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. You know, you had like, you played a snake on the beginning bit on the cargo ship, you know. And I think that was basically what we got with Ground Zeroes. And then the rest of it with Raiden, that was Phantom Pain. So I think that's what they sort of did, you know. Well, I don't know. We'll wait and see. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing more footage from actual footage from the game. You know, stuff, really. Just show me stuff. I mean, I'm happy to see what we're going to see. And, you know, I'm looking forward to just, you know, seeing bits and pieces on it. You know, I mean, I'm a big Metal Gear Solid fan. I mean, I am not the happy that fact that Kiefer Sutherland is the voice of... Big Boss, you know, I mean, I'd rather have Sir David Hayter, be the voice of Big Boss because, you know, he did voice for Solid Snake, who is a clone of Big Boss, and basically he did the voice for Big Boss in Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater. But yeah, it's like, he should be the voice, and whatever Kojima's doing, he's sort of rebooting the franchise, but you can't really, because this sort of timeline-wise is basically, should be the last game in the series, because it, you know, it goes Snake Eater, Peace Walker, Ground Zeroes, Phantom Pain, then we get Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2, Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, Metal Gear, Guns of the Patriots, yeah, and that's basically how it ends. That should be the whole timeline for the series. But it's like, yeah, he should do this, finish it off, and give me some fucking Zone of the Enders, which, you know, several of you ears have perked up with Zone of the Enders talk. Really good game. You know, we got it with the, you know, you bought the Zone of the Enders game. It came with the Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2 demo, which was basically the first part of the game. Pretty much, yeah. It was like actually the very first part of the game. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what we're going to see about this sort of stuff. Other things I'm looking forward to, you know, I want some new car game, like something racing. I mean, I know we're getting, there's Forza stuff going on and there's Drive Club. And I'm like, yeah, I want something different. I mean, I sort of want what Need for Speed used to be like, or with Need for Speed Underground. Because, you know, I mean, mine at work, we talk about Underground all the time, and, you know, Most Wanted, how good they were, and, you know, with Underground, you could customise your car. I want something like that. I want to be able to customise your car. I mean, I talked a few weeks ago about online customisation, that sort of stuff. I want this sort of game where you can, you know, race other people's with different customization cars, you know, with like thousands of parts and different cars and paint schemes, and, you know, where we can basically be competitive online with something. Whereas other racing games, it's like, yeah, you know, with Forza, we'll say, it's like, yeah, you get this car, you can customize it just so much, and then you just race online. But it's like, yeah, I mean, the customization with the paint stuff, that, you know, that makes it better. But it's like, yeah, I want something that does all of it. And, you know, I mean, it's probably wrong for me to say this, because I know I'll probably piss off a whole shit ton of developers out there, but I'm like, we have the new consoles, you know, it feels like the old Bionic Man speech, you know, we can rebuild, we'll make them stronger. It's like, yeah, we have these consoles, they are better, they are stronger, they are faster, more powerful. And it's like, yeah, give me games that are that on these. And I want something new from a car game. I don't want something that we've got before. I want something that's new. And it's tricky to say. It really is, because I mean, I'm sort of yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen, but I'm like, yeah, I want certain franchises to do what they do, and I want something new to pop up. I mean, you know, Criterion's not around as much anymore. They're sort of working on different things. But, you know, I mean, that stuff is like, I want a flight sim. I mean, I want maybe Ace Combat to be what it was before we got that recent Ace Combat, the one that was shit and I broke the disc on because it was so bad. I want a sci-fi flight sim. I want TIE Fighter. I'm saying, I mean, just that's the thing. Most of this stuff can probably, if Destiny is going to be as good as it is, it'll probably be fitted in with all that sort of stuff. But I mean, we're going to get some Star Wars Battlefront, and hopefully that will be my sci-fi flying thing and shooting and shit. You know? I mean, that's one of those things. It's, you know, it's games like Star Wars Battlefront that will be the which console is your friend buying the game on? Which game do you want to? Which, you know, that you buy, your friend buys it on, so you can all play together. That is going to be one of the big deciders for the sort of, you know, how it works. And, you know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of thoughts going through my head right at the moment, but I'm not really don't want to talk about it now, because I've got a few minutes to take a break. But I literally want to get through some more stuff. I mean, there's other stuff. I mean, I'm wondering about things like Alan Wake. Now, people don't know, may not know about this game. It was a really good game. I played it. The DLC was very fucking hard. And to be honest, the game wasn't even, didn't really finish. It was left on a, it ended on a cliffhanger. One of the most, I said the best use of a cliffhanger in gaming, I think, ever that I've actually played. Probably since Shenmue. I think that's because, yeah, probably since Shenmue, I'd say, but Shenmue 2, because it's sort of, you met the girl from your dream, and, you know, that was it. Basically, that was the last that we heard of it. But I'm like, it's, you know, it left us on a cliffhanger, the fact that, you know, Alan was still trapped in the dream world or nightmare. But I can't, literally, I mean, it's been so long since I played the game. But yeah, he was still trapped. He wasn't even out. So I'm hoping that, you know, when this new one comes out, that it sort of does end it. You know, because Alan Wake is a great game, but you don't want to spin it out into sequel after sequel after sequel. You make this, and you make the new game, and you just leave it. And, you know, I mean, because there's so much of a clusterfuck when it comes to information about whether this game will come out on time, when it, you know, if it'll ever be released, and it did, and it was great, and the DLC was fun, and I just played a lot of it. It was really, really good, but I was like, you know, I mean, I downloaded several of the songs onto my iPod. It was so good. But, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, something like that. But, you know, hopefully we'll get some information. And, you know, I mean, there's like stuff like The Last Guardian, which I think has pretty much been cancelled. But, you know, people on PlayStation 4, like myself, I mean, I'm not too fussed about this game because it's the sort of Team Ico people. It's, you know, not Last Guardian, Shadow of the Colossus, Ico, and, you know, I'm not too fussed about the game. I mean, a lot of people are, but I'm like, yeah, okay, we've just seen one trailer of some boy with a dog with wings. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I don't fucking care. It's, you know, the graphics look nice, but it's like, yeah, you're just showing me stuff. You haven't shown me whatever. I mean, and I've played Ico. I think I played a demo of that about a dozen years ago. And it didn't really interest me enough to want to play the game. But, you know, it did what it did. But I mean, other stuff I'm thinking about, I mean, I want Metal Gear Solid, Mass Effect, a sci-fi RPG. I want RPGs. I want role-play games. I want, you know, the epicness that was Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, and 10. Probably not so much 10, because 10 sort of was a sort of stripped-down version of what we got previously. But yeah, I mean, I want to see, I want a role-play game where, you know, it's very detailed, you know, sort of a cross between what Mass Effect was with the story, with how you moved around and how everything looked like Shenmue, but also with, like, Skyrim, that sort of stuff. I want an RPG. I want something I can sit down for about 1,000 hours and just play non-stop and get engrossed with the story, with the characters, with the lore, just something I can play and I can love. And, you know, that's what I want, really. Yeah, I mean, I know I'm asking a lot from a lot of people, but, I mean, we should be getting this sort of stuff. You know, I mean, the cost of the price of games these days, holy shit, fucking going to bankrupt me. It's a good thing I do the sex stuff on the side. No, it's a joke. But no, I mean, you know, I want something to wow me. As JJ says, you know, listen to JJ. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to something that wows me and entertains me, and, you know, I mean, so sci-fi RPG for stuff as well, with like Mass Effect. If we're going to get see any information on Mass Effect 4, maybe, I don't know. I mean, what's going to happen with, is it? I mean, they talk about that we're not going to have Shepard; it's going to be someone else. I'm not that fussed. It's the Mass Effect universe. Give me all the bits and pieces. Give me a ship that I can fly around anywhere, and just, you know, stuff. You know. I mean, considering the fact that, I mean, Mass Effect is pretty much a reskin of Nazi or Republic, give me a Mass Effect which is a reskin of Mass Effect. You know, I don't mind. You know, new graphics, you know, great characters. I mean, it's BioWare. Fuck. You know, BioWare can do no wrong. But yeah, I mean, I want stuff. I want to see stuff. I want to be entertained by stuff. I mean, sports games as well. I mean, I want a new FIFA. You know, I mean, as I say, I'm doing the Nintendo with it, to be honest. I want a new FIFA. You know, I want basically one genre type per console. You know, it's like I want a football game, I want a golf game, I want a hockey game. I've downloaded the new UFC demo, which I should be playing. Well, it took like ages to fucking download, which I should be playing eventually, sometime soonish. I want it all, basically. But no, I mean, I'd love a new FIFA so I can get into the Ultimate Team stuff. I want hockey, you know, just so I can play some hockey. Not so fussed about basketball because it's boring to me, to be honest. Even though it's all fast-paced like football is, it's kind of boring. That's why I say I'm not a big follower of sports anyway, because it's literally just overpaid morons giving a half a shit about something, really. That's all it is. I'm sure, you know, if you're paid, I don't know, fucking 20 million a season to, you know, hit a ball, kick a ball around, bounce a ball around. It's like, yeah, how much are you going to give a shit because you're getting paid? You've already been paid 20 million. It's like, yeah, you're set for fucking life. I want the sports games as you would. You know, just give me the one that would do me for a good couple of years. And just hopefully, I mean, I've never bothered playing the MLB games. I've had the 2K stuff. I think I had 2K13 with like Roy Halladay on the cover. That was great. Except they stopped fucking updating it after the year because they got the new one out, which was a pain in the cunt. Hopefully we'll, with MLB, I'll have to find out if they keep updating it year after year and how much it keeps getting followed. I want my sports games to keep me going, to be honest. What else do I want? I mean, they talk about the Hitman game. There could be a new Hitman game. If not, you know, don't know. I mean, just Blood Money. The recent Hitman, Absolution, really good. I loved it. If they did do a new Hitman, I would like, if they, you know, I think I saw something somewhere, one of the websites post about a new Hitman game. I said, yeah, I'd love if we could have some of the older missions, like as DLC for like the newer Hitman games, like, yeah, the Opera House and Blood Money. There's quite a few missions, you know, the Vineyard. I mean, just most of the missions in Blood Money were great. Blood Money was probably one of the best Hitman games. Probably better than Absolution, like the mission wise. But I mean, it's just how the game actually felt and played with Absolution sort of made it better over Blood Money. But it's really, really good. It really is. Give me the previous missions as DLC. You know, updated graphics, that sort of stuff. Current gameplay. I'm fucking happy. What else? I'm just trying to think. I was just sort of ringing what I get. Maybe some gameplay footage for the new sort of Redux from Metro. I actually got, you know, fucking superstar me. I sort of tweeted to, was it Deep Silver? I think it was. I think they're the ones who are doing the thing. I said, yeah. So just, you know, looking forward to seeing it, whatever. And they said, yeah, get yourself some old tin food to prepare. And it's like, yeah. This is great, you know, sort of interacting with a fan. I mean, I look at it. Oops, shit! Sorry, I just hit the microphone with my mouth. I'm pointing randomly because you can all see where I'm pointing to my copy of Metro 2033 on my shelf. It's like, yeah, it's really good, and you know, I'm a big fan of the games, big fan of the books. You know, I'm looking forward to everything, basically. I mean, E3 is going to be good. I'm looking forward to watching the press conferences. I'll be taking notes. I'll be talking all about it, as you know I do, as I've done this year and last year, I think. I don't know how long I've been doing this. Too bloody long. E3 is going to be really good this year, and I can't wait. We're going to see a whole bunch of stuff. Wow me. Just show me something that's I'm going to want to play, and, you know, it's really good. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Really am. It is the kid at Christmas thing. It's like, you know, what's in the box? It rattles a little bit. You know, we'll see what we get, basically. I'm going to take a break now because I have been talking long enough. And, I need a break. I don't know. E3, some really good stuff happening in the next few months. You know, E3 is next week. Got my birthday coming up. Got the live event coming up. I'm hoping to visit my friends at Pokemania, going to Oxford in a few months. Hopefully get that sorted as well. It's going to be really, really good these next couple of months, and good year, good next year. Everything is good. Everything's good, people. But yeah, I'm going to take a break. Second part of Antisocial Gamer here, live, right after these messages.
Actually, you're from England, so we're not really sure what asshole number you would be. We just know it would be at least two extra numbers and one extra dash.
Yeah,
that's all we know
sign.
For sure. Yeah. It's a sort of country code.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to have a go.
If you'd like to Skype in, it's Antisocial Gamer Radio. All one word.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Well, that's where they started, yeah. But a priest biting another priest's ear off?
Colorado Dickhead said, did you see the dude in Texas who beat the minister to death with an electric guitar? You hear about that?
An electric, what do they don't have? What do they have, a slide guitar down there? They don't have electric guitars down there?
It was Monsignor Hendrix who did it. I just made that up. Thanks, Colorado Dickhead.
Father Clapton goes ape shit.
Brother Becht.
Friar Ray Vaughan goes ape shit in church, and that is a big news.
Rabbi Little Richards.
We'll go with Keith Richards.
Father Van Halen. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, Eddie Van Halo.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Monday nights, 7 to 10, on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to nobody. Absolutely nobody.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
I got pain. It's all I have. Yo, I got pain.
I almost said I got pain.
I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread. You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at CZWrestling.com. That's CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the trunk say?
On your fuck. Oof.
What the trunk say?
I'm not not one that judges penises.
Blah, 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 blah.
I cannot understand what the...
What does the drunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place, okay? Oh, let me, see this from,
What the drunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the racism there. Okay.
What does the drunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Chim Pokemon doll.
Please. Chim Pokemon dolls are so last week.
What? Yeah, dude, don't you know? It's all about the Chim Pokemon video game now. Did you bring your special Chim Pokemon game controller? Huh? No.
Oh, you didn't get a special Chim Pokemon game controller. Jesus Christ.
King Pokemon, what is primary objective?
To destroy the evil power.
I've got to buy all the Chim Pokemon so I can destroy the evil power. Oh?
Damn it.
I've got to buy them all. So first I better go to Hawaii and visit Pearl Harbor. Go! I must buy them all!
We must buy them all!
Try to bum the haba!
So the video game gave Kenny a seizure! Ugh, this game rules!
And welcome back to part two of Antisocial Game Radio, live on morelikeradio.com. I say if you're listening to the download of this, good. But yeah, so if you want to listen live, I do go live UK time at 9 o'clock in the evening, and Eastern time, which is about 4 o'clock. But yeah, I'd say it was a good break. I hope you had something nice to eat or whatever. But yeah, I say just sort of more think about the live event and having some more of my beer as it really starts to kick in now. But no, I'm such a fucking lightweight. But no, basically there's a load of stuff about E3 and there's other bits and pieces that I want to talk about. But as I said, I talked about some Mortal Kombat stuff. If I can find where I put the bloody article, I do want to talk about that. Here we go. Yeah, Mortal Kombat. We got the trailer, and it's basically, what do you call it? It's Sub-Zero and Scorpion beating the shit out of each other. I'm going to talk about it before I start reading this article. But yeah, basically it starts off in the woods, and then it's like trees and shit. And then, like, one of the trees starts to freeze, and you sort of see Sub-Zero. But then he sort of pans around, there's, like, some trees on fire, and then you see Scorpion. And then they start beating the shit out of each other. And it's really, really, really good. It's basically has what the last one had with the whole X-ray. You know, you sort of punch someone in the ribs, and there's an X-ray shot, and you see the bones break, that sort of stuff, and the costume tears. It's very much like that. It's pretty much the same, but the graphics are so much better. The thing is, though, right, with this trailer, the way the camera is, I mean, I'm probably going to read about it in this, this article that I'm reading, that I will be reading, rather. I don't think it was a trailer. I think it was actual gameplay, because the way the cameras, it sort of pans to be how the story mode with, with the last Mortal Kombat went, and then you sort of straight into the fight from the little trailer, from the sort of camera movement. And I think that's what we get from this gameplay, from this gameplay footage. And it just goes straight into it, like side-on view of, like, you know, Scorpion and Sub-Zero beating the shit out of each other. And it's just really, really good. If it's going to be as good as it looks, I can't wait. And it's going to be something that I really want to play. I'd say I'm a big Mortal Kombat fan. I mean, the trailer ends with, like, Scorpion using his rope dart and basically sort of, you know, pulling off Sub-Zero's head. And it sort of goes flying past him, and he just throws a knife at it. But, I mean, in the trailer we see, like, weapons and stuff, so, like, the characters' weapons are back. But, I mean, it's not coming out until next year, so we have to hold our excitement, and I'll hold mine. But I'll say I got this off the Xbox, TotalXbox.com. Mortal Kombat X will be the most brutal combat experience yet. My mouth is watering. I can't wait to play this game. It's going to be so good. Scheduled for 2015, it will introduce new modes and new characters. As Ed might have mentioned yesterday, I think they talked about Ed Boon, the official announcement of a new Mortal Kombat game has left me rather excited. So excited that I've only just calmed down enough to piece together a few details of what the new game will actually entail. This is going to be really good. Okay, let's scroll down a bit. Mortal Kombat has been always been about over the top visceral fighting with the Mortal Kombat 10. I think it's a key point X because it's 10 and Roman numerals, but I'm still going to say 10 instead of X because it just sort of, you know, makes 10 sounds more powerful than just X. Because how many fucking bands and games put X and stuff. We wanted to utilize the power of next gen consoles to give players our most intensive game yet. Said NetherRealm's creative director Ed Boon in a press release announcing the game. The team has worked hard to make sure Mortal Kombat 10 delivers everything fans expect, along with new characters, new game modes, and an all-new graphics engine. That's what I'm saying. This trailer that we got is actual gameplay footage. It says new characters, you say. Hopefully there'll be more Scarlet and less Freddy Krueger. Elsewhere in the press release, Warner Bros. States that Mortal Kombat 10 combines cinematic presentation with the all-new gameplay to deliver the most brutal combat experience ever. That's what I'm saying. This trailer, it's, as it says here, cinematic presentation with new gameplay. It's both. That's what we're going to see throughout the game. And I can't wait. This game is going to be so fucking awesome. Offering a new, fully connected experience that launches players into a persistent online contest where every fight matters in a global battle for supremacy. Calling it now, it's going to get competitive up in here. I'm not too fussed about the global competitive bullshit because I've played those sort of games. I'm like, yeah, I'm not fussed about fighting other people. I'll fight my friends because it'd be fun. But to be the best at Mortal Kombat, I mean, that's the sort of bullshit you get the Street Fighter fanboys doing. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, try and press that move, do that move, try and sort of do that before the actual animation, you know, cutbacks, whatever, just fuck off. But no, I mean, Mortal Kombat, and I'll fight my friends and have some fun. But apart from that, it's like, you know, it's Mortal Kombat. And in a move similar to Street Fighter 4's edition select mode, you'll be able to choose from multiple variations of each character, which is sure to shake up the strategies and freshen up a new fighting styles. Does it say anything more about that? No. So multiple variations of each character. So, I mean, say Sub-Zero, for instance. Are we going to get a Sub-Zero without the mask, as well as normal Sub-Zero, or are we going to get, you know, original Sub-Zero, different costume? I don't know what that means exactly. I mean, it's like, you know, are we going to see Smoke? Are we going to get Human Smoke? These new characters, who are they going to be? What's their connection? What's their history? I want to see stuff. I want to see new things. Perhaps most promising, for me at least, is the assurance that players will step into an original story showcasing some of the game's most prolific characters, including Scorpion and Sub-Zero, while introducing new challenges that represent the forces of good and evil and tie the tale together. Mortal Kombat 9 story mode was exceptionally well done, so here's to more of that and more Katana 2. Less Quan Chi, though. No one likes that guy. Yeah, no one fucking likes Quan Chi. The blind guy. He's okay, but kind of a bitch. I'm sort of hoping that we'll actually get, because I say, you know, I love Mortal Kombat so much. It's my favourite fighting genre. I'm hoping that we'll get another series of the Mortal Kombat Legacy. I'm hoping we get that between now and when this does come out. But yeah, I mean, considering how it's weird how, you know, Mortal Kombat 9 did the X-Men Days of Future Past, the present, or whatever, fuck it, whatever, new X-Men movie, it did, and sort of rewrote previous history with the game and corrected everything. But yeah, I mean, hopefully this will be something new, and we'll get like a new bad guy, considering that we beat Shao Kahn at the end, and I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm really looking forward to playing this game because it's going to be awesome. It's Mortal Kombat. I mean, you know, I'm going to be Sub-Zero as I always am because he's the best and easiest character to play as. But yeah, you know, it's going to be really, really good. You know, I can't wait. There's not much I can say on that, to be honest. Let's go for some stuff. Here we go. Let's go with some Nintendo stuff, you know. Mario Kart 8 boosts UK Wii U hardware sales up 666%. Game enjoys biggest week one for any Wii U title and the second best in the series history. The UK release of Mario Kart 8 helped boost weekly Wii U sales by 666%. Retail monitor ChartTrack said the game recorded the highest week one sales for any Wii U title since the console's November 2012 release and second best launch in the series history. Wow, this console has been out for nearly 2 years, and the best they can do is Mario Kart 8. It's kind of obvious that the best they can do is Mario Kart 8. There isn't really had anything that's... There's nothing on it. That's why no one's buying this piece of shit, because there's no games for it, you know. Apart from, you know, the first party stuff. Mario Kart 8 hardware bundles account for 82% of the Wii U sales. Yes, it's a console seller. Mario Kart 8 is the Wii U console seller. As, you know, of course we knew it all was going to be, but we'll wait till E3 and we get these video things that Iwata's going to do, and you know, we'll say, not Iwata. How's the guy? Damn it, I can't remember. But yeah, Nintendo will do their videos, and we'll get some footage of whatever it is they're going to talk about. But yeah, Nintendo will be hoping for the release of Mario Kart 8. Hoping the release of Mario Kart 8 can kickstart a turnaround for the console globally following disappointing Wii U sales in the year ending. The financial year for 2013-2014. Those who purchased Mario Kart 8 then register their copy on the Club Nintendo website before July 31st will receive a code to download a free Wii U game. Wow. So basically, that's good. I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking it. You buy Mario Kart 8 and you get a Wii U game. That's good. But if they're giving it away, it just shows how bad that everything's going for them. Mario Kart 8 debuted at number 2 on the UK all formats, all prices charts behind Watch Dogs, which sets a new IP sales record and also enjoyed the 17th highest week one sales of any game in the UK. And mainly because there's fuck all else to play at the moment. This is Nintendo serving up unprecedented helpings of joy as only it can. We said in our this is by CG. This in their review. Each and every track is a delight to experience. It reads and the master of karting is really is a real looker to boot. I'm glad for Nintendo. I mean, I'm always knocking them because basically they're too fucking stupid to get off their own arse and do something with their things. But yeah, I mean, this is Mario Kart stuff as well. Same sales numbers. This is like the American or global stuff. But yeah, Mario Kart 8 hits 1.2 million in its first weekend. Racer becomes the fastest selling Wii U game to date, which I've already read. This is also from CVG, by the way. Hits 1.2 million units over the game's first weekend of availability, according to internal Nintendo figures. And which is good. I mean, it's good. I can't really go any more about this article because basically it's the same shit I've just read. But this is good. It's not going to be the big turnaround, I don't think, that Nintendo is after, because it's still going to have the Wii effect where you're going to play it for a little bit and then just leave it. There's, once you've got stuff coming out for it. This is why Sony needs to sort of put their foot down a bit and get some games that are exclusive to the actual system up. We'll have the multiple games on multiple systems sort of stuff. Your Call of Duties, your sports games, you know what I'm saying. But hopefully this will, spawn something to, give them something to fucking play, really. I don't know. I say if this does good for Nintendo and they get more games out and it does more sales, then good. They pick themselves up a bit. But I mean, I'm seeing so many posts. I mean, I'm saying it's like Nintendo is dead. They've got nothing. They have no idea what they're doing. And I have said this for years. A couple of years I've been doing this show. So yeah, they have no idea what they're doing. And it's very simple to fix their mistakes anyway. Here we go. This ain't from Sony. Sony Japan ending PSP shipments in June. Handheld has sold over 20 million units since 2004. Sony will cease PlayStation portable shipments in Japan later this month, the company has announced. According to the latest data from retail monitor media creator via NeoGAF, the handheld has sold 20,141,072 units in Sony's home nation. Wow, in Sony's home nation? Holy shit. Since launching in December 2004. Just shy of the 1,500 units that were sold in Japan during the week ended in May 25th. Wow, that's a lot of... Wow. I mean, I know it's a big number for Japan, but wow. Holy shit. And the fact that... The DS and the 3DS is still out selling that. So, now we know where all the PSP sales are because no one ever is. I mean, a mate of mine used to work with had one, but there's nothing to play on the fucking thing. And the system was, batteries suck. I mean, it's like my PlayStation 4 controller. It's a great little thing, but it drains a lot of battery really quickly. But I'll carry on reading this article. The Verge reports that Sony also stopped shipping PSP units to North American, to North American retailers in January of this year. Shipments will end in Europe at an unspecified date, although the system is expected to remain available for some time. Worldwide PSP sales have exceeded 18 million units to date. That's not bad. I mean, that's kind of bad, considering, you know, I said 20 million, you know, one quarter of them were in Japan, in one country, whereas, you know, 60 million were around the other 100 and something countries that we have on this planet. Sony is running a Japanese promotion until August 29th, designed to get users to upgrade to Vita or Vita TV, whatever the hell that shit is. But yeah, I mean, it's good for Sony that, you know, it's ending, so they can sort of work on more, work on more PS Vita stuff, but just PS Vita's not really doing much either, really. I don't know. I'm not much of a handheld person now. I mean, I used to be with the Game Gear and, you know, back in the day when we had, you know, the DS and the Game Boys and that sort of stuff. But I mean, all I'm playing now is Pokemon. When I went to Nationals last week, I took Donkey Kong with me. Never really played it because I was too busy playing Pokemon. But, you know, that just sort of takes up my time when it comes to handheld stuff. I mean, I'm looking at like stuff to play on my Android phone and, you know, my iPod. But, I mean, just my iPod's like several years old. And, you know, I can't really get any decent games on it because they all run on the newer tech, basically. Here we go. This is some more stuff from Sony. This is also from CVG. Drive Club aims to abolish rage quitting with mini challenges. Evolution Studios hope that a new mini challenges mechanic built into Drive Club will deter people from rage quitting during online races. Talk about rage quitting, because go back to Pokemon again. There was a whole lot of stories about hearing about like regional matches across the world that people are rage quitting, like when people are right in front of you. I'm like, I don't really see the point in that when it was happening. But I mean, there was like no rage quitting amongst, people at my nationals. But I didn't see the point. It's like, you know, the person's right there in front of you. You just might as well just finish the match. That's, you know. But, you know, I can understand it with the online stuff. You know, it doesn't really matter because you're not going to see that person again. But I say if they're right in front of you, you've got to keep up a certain level of precedent when it comes to, you know, how you act around those people. But I'll kind of go back to the article. Rage quitting is a common problem for racing games and online gaming in general. When losing, players see no point in continuing a game and leave early, potentially ruining the match for everyone. Yes, if you remember what Call of Duty 4 was back in the day, trying to find a new host, and then the game just quits on you. But Drive Club game director Paul... Rust Chinksky, there we go. Says Drive Club will attempt to circumvent this issue with mini challenges during races that reward players even if they are not in the lead. What else was on this? With Drive Club, if you're racing online and you make a mistake, it's not game over. You don't lose everything, and you've still got dynamic face offs to keep playing for. He explained. As you race, the game the game issues you on the fly challenges such as maintaining a certain certain average speed on a section of the course, sticking to the racing line, or drifting in a particular corner. Completing these challenges awards you with fame. The game's own interpretation of XP or experience points, or kudos, you know. Those count towards your game progression and that of your club. We tested an early version of the challenges system in MotorStorm's RC, said via the PC blog. It's a lot of fun, and we got some great back and forth rivalries going between players. But we also found that after a while, one of the players would reach their physical limit, and the competition would dry up. Even so, we saw players repeat the same challenges hundreds of times in a single day. That surprised us. We didn't think people would get that hooked, and with Drive Club, we're taking it further and making it easier to compete and have fun. Drive Club, it's not really on my list of games that I want to play, to be honest. I mean, it's don't know, it's there, but I don't know, I'm not that fussed. I mean, as I say, I want something different, to be honest. But yeah, I'm going to go into some E3 stuff, because, you know, E3 is next week. Let's have a look at this. Some of these articles probably a couple of weeks old, but it's, you know, as E3 is next week, let's talk about this stuff. This stuff is all about Ubisoft. It's all from CVG, by the way. Far Cry 4, Assassin's Creed Unity headline Ubisoft's E3. Publisher reveals lineup for June trade show. Ubisoft has unveiled the bulk of its lineup for E3 2014 with demonstrations of Assassin's Creed Unity and Far Cry 4 headlining the publisher's presence. Other Ubisoft games set to appear at E3 include The Division, which I can't wait for, which I'm going to because it's next year, The Crew, which I'm not too fussed, Valiant Hearts, some unannounced titles. Ubisoft will host its E3 media briefing at 3 p.m. Pacific time and 11 p.m. UK time on June the 9th, which is next week. The briefing will be hosted once more. Oh, sweet! By actress and comedian Aisha Taylor, which is nice. So I can get myself a box of tissues and a watch. And we'll be streamed live on Ubisoft's YouTube and Twitch accounts. So I need to get myself signed up to Twitch in the next couple of days so I can start watching this shit. I mean, that's what I'd say. I'm getting into Twitch now, and, you know, it's good stuff. I mean, apart from that, play Pokemon bullshit, which is boring as fuck. You know, I would like to, sort of sit down with a PlayStation 4 and just sort of watch it for a bit. This year's E3 is the time for us to showcase the latest rich, immersive experience our talented development teams are creating, said Ubisoft Yves Guillemot, said in a post on the Ubi blog. These deeper, more connected, and more social worlds, take better advantage of the new generation's capabilities, and we're confident that you've got something in our lineup. We've got something in our lineup to get every type of gamer excited. Assassin's Creed 4, Assassin's Creed Unity, Far Cry 4, The Crew, set to launch at the end of the year. Ubisoft has penciled in Division for an autumn 2015 release, so I've got another whole year to wait. Though an alleged inside source says that date a bit optimistic. Yeah, so 2016, I'm saying. Yeah, so last year's briefing, they announced The Crew, The Division, and Trials Fusion, which I have Trials Fusion. I haven't played too much of it recently. I did play a lot of it last week. It's a really good game, and I do recommend everyone to pick it up if they have a next-gen console, because it does look very nice on it. It didn't mention Beyond Good and Evil 2, despite some pre-show teases. So we could be getting Beyond Good and Evil 2. I didn't really like the first one, but it'll keep the people who like it happy, I guess. Insert Pharrell song here. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not that fussed about Beyond Good and Evil. Yeah, whatever. Okay, let's have a look. What's this one here? No, don't want that. Where's my... Here we go, yeah. Let's talk about Twitch. This is from CVG. They're doing a lot of stuff with CVG this week. Twitch's E3 broadcast schedule teases several unannounced titles. New games from Nintendo, Deep Silver, Ubisoft, Microsoft, and more. Twitch has released a full broadcast schedule for its E3 2014 coverage, teasing several unannounced titles in the process. The game streaming service will have a packed four-day schedule from Monday, June 9th through to Thursday, June 12th. I'm just trying to think what day I'm working next week. Yeah, I think I'm off for a couple of days, so I'll be able to cover some of this stuff. I think I am anyway. But yeah, say June 9th through Thursday, June 12th, during which major developers. There we go. Oh, sorry. Just scroll down to the list. Okay. The list boasts four unannounced games from Nintendo. I wonder how many of them are going to contain Mario. Two from Microsoft and two from Sony Computer Entertainment America. And others from Ubisoft, Bethesda, Deep Silver, Square Enix. So hopefully, well, unannounced. What are we going to get from Square Enix? Hopefully a Hitman thing, maybe? Tomb Raider? Don't know yet. EA and Tecmo Koei. What the fuck is Tecmo Koei doing? I don't know. Dynasty Warriors again? The unannounced Bethesda game on Monday is confirmed to be its free-to-play multiplayer title Battlecry. which was recently announced and previewed here in CVG. I need to check out Battlecry because I'm not too sure what the hell it is, to be honest. That considered, we suspect... here we go. We suspect several other unannounced listings could be for games that have been announced in the past few days. The games from Warner Brothers is likely Mortal Kombat 10 announced today. Crytek's game could be the Homefront Revolution, which, you know, I'll probably talk about that next week. We'll wait for the old footage and trailers and stuff. But, you know, I'll talk about Homefront then, to be honest. But here we go. Microsoft confirmed Forza 2 as well. Forza Horizon 2. And the Metro Redux could be one of Deep Silver's titles. But yeah, here we go. This is the schedule for Monday. It goes with the we've got the Xbox stuff from about 9 till about 11. It's all that media briefing stuff. We have this is all Pacific time, by the way. Hotline Miami 2 is at 11:30. Then we have EA doing their preview and a special event from about 12 till 2:30. And then you've got 2:30, you've got Bethesda's got their unannounced title, which, you know. Then we have Ubisoft doing their bit for about a couple of hours. And then we've got Witcher, Dying Light from Techland, which I'm looking forward to seeing. And then there's some final thoughts. And then we have the PlayStation E3 2014 press conference at 6 o'clock. On Tuesday, we have the Nintendo Digital event, which should be available to watch anywhere whenever it happens. Then we've got about half an hour of Deep Silver doing their unannounced titles. Dragon Age, some Ubisoft stuff for Ubisoft's doing their bit, but they're going to show off like The Division, Far Cry 4. Then we have like Activision doing some Call of Duty stuff. Advanced Warfare. Then we've got Microsoft doing some bits and pieces. Drive Club, Evil Within, basic stuff that we know we were getting. Lords of the Fallen, Destiny, which is, I think, about 20 minutes. Really? You're only giving 20 minutes to Destiny? Must be a good 20 minutes. The Order, 1866. Nintendo, one of the unannounced titles. Here we go, something for JJ. Evolve Special Tournament, that's going to be on about 3 o'clock, so you should be able to watch that. Super Smash Brothers, Wednesday we have Alienware, Sunset Overdrive, Microsoft, Killer Instinct, Square Enix is doing their unannounced title at about 12 o'clock. Warhammer, whatever. EA's new unannounced title at 1 o'clock. Batman Arkham Knight, which is weird now because the game's been delayed, so we'll see what we get with that. That'll be at 1:20. But yeah, basically just stuff from all the studios now. It's like Nintendo, Warner Brothers, Crytek, Sony. But yeah, and then we get some Civilization, Diablo 3 to wrap up the day. Then on the final day for Thursday, we've got... I think it's just sort of odds and sods, really. They're just finishing off the week of stuff. There's, you know, Fable Legends, some stuff from Microsoft, Project Spark, some stuff from Nintendo, Square Enix, PlanetSide 2, Borderlands, pre-sequel. And it sounds like a bit of a shitty lineup from Twitch, but... It could be good. It could be good. Let's have a look. What else? What other stuff? E3 stuff. All right. Okay, one second. Here we go. Nope, that's that. I think that's pretty much it, to be honest. Here we go. Yeah. I talked about this earlier. Star Wars Battlefront. This is from CVG as well. Star Wars Battlefront confirmed for E3 showcase. EA to show more of the DICE project in LA in June. This came out the sort of the start of last month. But, you know, EA's new and largely underwrapped Star Wars Battlefront game will make a much anticipated appearance at E3. The publisher has confirmed. The game is coming along very well, said EA CEO Andrew Wilson when quizzed on the progress during a financial call on Tuesday. Let me just scroll down the page. While the team has still lots of work to do, added Wilson, he went on to confirm that developer plans to show more of the Star Wars Battlefront at E3, along with multiple other titles. The reboot of the Star Wars Battlefront was announced at E3 in August, with a teaser trailer showing some shown during EA's press conference. The game is currently in development at DICE's core Stockholm studio, with veteran Battlefield developers at the helm, as well as the Swedish headquarters outfit Visceral Games, and BioWare also set to develop Star Wars games following the recent acquisition of a multi-year deal with EA and Disney. So yeah, we're going to get some, you know, new Star Wars stuff. But yeah, I mean, that pretty much covers, if I can find where my cursor gone, there it is. That pretty much covers the E3 stuff. But as I said, we're getting some, I've got one more news article about E3, and then I'll go into the delay of Batman, which is a bit kind of sad. Yeah, Media Molecule is skipping E3. Little Billy Planet developer Media Molecule has announced that it won't be at E3 next week. The studio which showed off music making and puppetry demo at the PlayStation 4 reveal in February 2013, most recently released Tearaway for Vita. The studio announced the news via Twitter, but promises it will be able to share something soon. E3 is next week in Los Angeles. So Media Molecule is going to go. It won't be there, but just I have no love for that studio. I mean, Little Big Planet is a fun game, but people put a lot of hope into them, and it's just I don't know. I mean, I can't see the love, to be honest, for them, but people do, Batman Arkham Knight delayed till 2015. And some great screenshots have just come out now. They've got the Arkham Knight, which has to be Tommy Elliot. I'm saying it's Tommy Elliot behind the mask, considering the fact that we got with Arkham City, with you see him as Hush, and then I'm saying it's Tommy Elliot. It must be Tommy Elliot behind the mask. It just makes sense to be honest. But even though he's Hush, but to be honest, the way the new 52 bullshit reboot is gone. I don't know. Here we go. Yeah, sorry. This is from the article. Awesome takes time. The Dax Gin or Jin. Yeah, Jin. Recently told a group of reporters in explaining why his studio's new Batman game, the first from Rocksteady since 2011, is no longer scheduled for a 2014 release. If this news sounds a wee bit familiar, it's because a whole bunch of games seem to be slipping to 2015. The Witcher 3 just did. The New Order 1886, which wasn't that fussed about. Mad Max, Division, which I am fussed about. Even Valve's Steam machines will be slipping. Seem to be slipping. In an era of annual Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed games, this might seem a bit weird. But those mega franchises tend to rotate development studios. A change, even the Arkham games appeared to switch to enable a 2013 release of the Warner Bros. Montreal developed Arkham Origins. Now that makes me wonder: Are we going to get? I mean, I'm a big fan of the Batman games. Are we going to get a switch with like a sort of? I don't know, Batman Arkham Origins 2. I mean, are we going to get something like that? I mean, I'm not that fussed. I mean, I did like Arkham Origins. It was really, really good. But it's like, I mean, are we going to do that where we have, like, Kevin Conroy voicing, current Batman, like, modern Batman, and you're going to have the guy whose name I don't know off the top of my head, him voicing Batman from, like, 10, 15 years ago? Because, I mean, even in Origins, Barbara Gordon was, she was a teenager, whereas, it's like, there's like a 15-year difference because, like, now she's sort of, well, in Arkham City, she was Oracle, she's in a wheelchair, that sort of thing. But that's the thing as well. I mean, this is like the last game we're going to get from Rocksteady, but is this the last modern telling of Batman? Is this the last time I'm going to hear Kevin Conroy voice Batman? And it's kind of sad. I mean, I mean, John Sanzari from Hit with Juice, he picked me up on this the other day because I sort of commented on this article when I was reading it on Kotaku, and I was like, it's best to delay it to put some more polish onto it, because otherwise you don't want to put out a game that's going to be shit. I'm like, yeah, I can't understand that, but I'm like, you know, it still irks me that I've got to wait, but the more polish they put on, make it better, it will be a memorable last experience from Rocksteady, as you know, they make a great, because they made like really good Batman games. But yeah, here we go. We at Kotaku first saw Arkham Knight running in March. The game is set in a big open world swath of Gotham City. The game's creators, playing on a PC build, appeared to be able to glide and drive through large sections of it at will. There were frame rate hitches, which is common in unfinished games. Those seem to be getting resolved when we saw the game again in May. But Rocksteady apparently needs more time. Take it. That's what I'm saying. Take more time. So now Batman Arkham Knight is totally awesome. Jin Set told us in May, under embargo. The thing about awesome, though, is awesome takes time, and totally awesome takes a lot of time. So in collaboration with our colleagues at Warner Bros. Interactive Entertainment and DC Comics, we have decided to extend the development time of Batman Arkham Knight now. The very simple reason for doing this is to ensure we are developing the best, developing the awesome level of quality that Batman fans and gamers expect from this. The final episode and the epic conclusion to the Rocksteady Arkham trilogy. I'd love it if we got like a box set of all three, you know, to run on a PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. That'd be great. I'll have to contact this guy later and say, you know, take as much time as you need, you know, maybe get him on the show or something, I don't know. The Dark Knight will face his ultimate challenge in Batman Arkham Knight, now to be released in 2015. Arkham Knight wasn't just one of the biggest games planned for fall of 2014. It was also one of the first major third-party games to be announced to be only shipping for new-gen hardware. So basically, this is for the new consoles. You know, so if you want to play this, you have to put some money down, buy yourself an Xbox One, buy yourself a PlayStation 4. No PlayStation 3, no Xbox 360, just PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I can't wait. I'm going to have to. But, you know, it's one of those things. It really, really is. What else to talk about next? Here we go. Yeah, Watch Dogs. I should have talked about this earlier. This was from CVG. Watch Dogs breaks Ubisoft's day one sales record. Watch Dogs has sold the most copies in its first 24 hours of any game in Ubisoft history. The firm announced on Wednesday. I think it was just like last week. Yeah. The firm did not address specific sales numbers. Ubisoft's CEO Yves Guillemot said in a prepared statement that Watch Dogs sales are particularly impressive, considering it does not belong to an established franchise. Now, as I said earlier in the show, dear listener, Eligible Monster, Infected Crow, Zodical Candy, gods among us, those two are. They, you know, watch their video about thing. I'll post it in the Facebook group later. They're saying that this, you know, that Watch Dogs is part of the connected Ubiverse. There we are, Ubiverse. I'm patenting that. I mean, it's all connected with Assassin's Creed, and you know, it's like, because Infected says, is it connected or is it just really good Easter eggs? I'm like, I don't want it to be Easter eggs. I don't want it to be connected, because it makes me feel better when I play it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's nice that it's all connected, like if it is Easter eggs, but I'm like, if it's connected, it's a whole branching thing. It's like, you know, it's like, right, you know, comic book readers, I mean, there's dozens of you listening to this show. It's like, yeah, you love it when you get your crossovers between your characters. This is what it is. It's a crossover between game franchises. Watch Dogs is an amazing achievement of our teams, and should be proud of creativity, innovation, and long hours they invested in making this game are paying off, Gilmore said. It's great to see so many players enjoying the game, and it shows that Watch Dogs has cracked the code for developing a new blockbuster IP and a thoroughly new gen experience. The best-selling franchise is Assassin's Creed, with more than 76 million copies sold worldwide. Ubisoft has made no secret of its hopes to turn Watch Dogs into another tentpole. tentpole series, which would be great. To be honest, I mean, would it go to other cities? I can't really say that until I finish the game, and I'm still fucking around and enjoying what I'm playing with it when I do play it. The Watch Dogs Season Pass offers extra side missions, weapons, and a new campaign following conspiracy theorist hacker T-Bone, who I haven't met yet because I haven't got that far into the story. But the thing, I haven't really bought the Season Pass for Watch Dogs because I have no interest in playing with T-Bone at the moment. Extra side missions, I'm not too fussed. Weapons, I'm okay with my silenced pistol. I'm okay with what I've got. But CFG's Watchdog Review said the game delivers on its bill as the next gen poster child we were promised. Review bullshit from CFG. But yeah, I mean, this game is so awesome. It should be played by everyone. It really, really should. I've got a couple minutes left. Let's just do this one quite quickly. Harmonix lays off 37 employees and picks a new CEO. Co-founder Alex Rigopoulos, there we go, becomes chief creative officer. Rock band studio Harmonix has laid off 37 employees and confirmed a new CEO. Operations head Steve Janiak will assume former CEO's Alex's position. VentureBeat reports Rigopoulos will take on a new role as Harmonix chief creative officer. The studio confirmed the layoffs and executive charges in a statement. Harmonix is in the process of restructuring our organization. Harmonix is in the process of restructuring our organization to bring in its into alignment with our current and future product development plans. A Harmonix spokesman said, "Yet, unfortunately, this means making the difficult decision to reduce the number of full-time staff. We sincerely appreciate the work of each and every one of these employees. Harmonix is working to ensure that those infected are well taken care of as we make this change." So the music game developer recently raised more than $800,000 in a Kickstarter to reboot the cult classic Amplitude, which I don't remember, but I know of. The changes will reportedly not affect the studio's announced games, which include Amplitude, Fantasia, Music Evolved, and multiplayer shooter Chroma. Media conglomerate Viacom ordered to pay Harmonix stockholders nearly $300 million in 2013, concluding a long-running dispute over bonus payments for Rock Band. So they laid off a bunch of developers, made a bunch of money from Kickstarter, which seems kind of wrong, to be honest. They've done their bit, and I'm just not a big fan of Harmonix. I hate the music games. It's just boring. I don't know. Mainly because the controllers are too small for my fingers, because I've got giant shovel hands. I don't know. I'm white. I've got no rhythm. It's just one of those things. I've just sort of never been a fan of the music games. It just bores me. I mean, the most thing I know about rhythm games is Prepper the Rapper, but that's about it. Show's pretty much over now. Thank you all for listening. If you want to email me, antisocialgameradio@yahoo.co.uk. Facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. Facebook.com/antisocialgameradio. That's our Facebook page. And also you can follow us on Twitter @MLRGamerRadio. Now don't forget, as I talked about the live event, a couple of months. It's going to be really good. Get yourself there. E3 is next week. I can't wait. It's going to be really, really good. As long as we see stuff that impresses us. Otherwise, it's going to be, what's the fucking point? As I said, because you all know my policy on it, on events. It's like, with everything digital these days, you don't need to have these big press events. Just fucking do what Nintendo does with their video calls and shit. But I say, this has been Antisocial Game Radio, and I will see you lot again next week. Take care, people.
think fucking Ashley brought anything to the table?
Oh my god, what a bag of burden that British piece of shit was. Holy shit.
A woman can pilot.
From everyone here at BBC Radio 4, this is Alice Arnold, hoping that you sleep well and wishing you a very good night. Good night.
The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra, south at Sierra, south or southwest, or northwest, or northeast, or east. Occasional rain, wintry showers, occasional rain, rain or showers, occasional rain, moderate.